the memoir itself. It takes place in a very specific moment in time. But at the same time, it's very universal in terms of the themes it touches. You know, it's a coming of age story. It's about family. It's about finding your place and identity. And on top of all of that, then I'm the same age as Mark, and my mom is from St. John's, Newfoundland, and I actually spent a lot of time in Newfoundland during the 80s as a young boy and an adolescent, visiting my grandparents, my family that I have out there. So it really connected in so many different ways, and it just became a no-brainer. It's like, let's figure out how to make this work.
Hey, folks, that's executive producer and showrunner Andrew Barnsley, known for the hit show Schitt's Creek. Terrific show, so funny. And he's got a new show out, Son of Critch, on the CW. We'll get to him in a minute. August 18th, I'm going to be headlining one show at the Glastonbury Theater in Glastonbury, Connecticut. If you're in the area, come on out. Great venue, great people around there. So hope you can make it out. It's part of a two-day food and wine festival. Go to my website, paulmercurio.com, for tickets. And that is Andrew Barnsley, as I mentioned, talking about how he came to make his latest series, Son of Critch, which is in its fourth season. Last three seasons has been in Canada, and now it's on the CW in America. And it's based on the memoirs of Mark Critch, a comedian out of Canada. So really cool conversation with him about how he came to work on this project, why they... Canadian humor is the way it is, and we have some laughs in this, so I think you're really going to enjoy it. And just a little, before we get to that, a little side, I'm driving, and I had a guy kind of on my ass, you know, really like, you know, on the highway. I'm going like 70, he's barreling down on me, finally goes around me, gives me a dirty look. The guy's driving a 1983 Protégé. I don't even know who makes a Protégé. Rusted out. You know, the film that they put on the windows peeling, there's a general rule of thumb. You don't get to have an attitude when you're driving a 1983 Protégé. Okay. You just don't. What you should do is look down and be embarrassed. You don't look around like you're cocky. Okay. That's like being, you know, the weakest guy in the bar and trying to pick a fight. You don't want to do that. So if you're driving a big ass Ram 4x4 or a sports car, an Audi, Mercedes, go ahead, dirty look away. But if you're in a 1983 Protégé, you know what you should be doing? You should be putting a domino sign on the top and getting to work. Okay. Enjoy Andrew Barnsley, everybody. I did. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. My guest this week, Golden Globe and Emmy-winning executive producer on the hit comedy So Funny, Schitt's Creek, Andrew Barnsley. Welcome to the show, Andrew.
Thanks, Paul. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk to you about your latest project that's out. It's coming-of-age comedy, Son of Critch, on the CW. And it's really funny. It's got that sort of a little bit of that Canadian kind of humor vibe. And it's based on a memoir of Mark Critch that's set in the 80s. It's sort of his sort of life story as a young boy. There's a lot of great books out there, funny books, good memoirs. Like, what was it about this one that said to you, spoke to you, and said, you know, this is something that we should put to film?
Yeah, that's a really good question, and I can answer it kind of from two points of view. First, from sort of like a producer, a pure producer point of view. You know, Mark is one of the, if not the highest profile sort of comedic voices in Canada. Right now, he's been on the top political satire show in Canada for over 20 years, and he's a household name. And just so when a Mark Critch project showed up on my desk, it's just like, yeah, we have to get involved with this. It also came with showrunner and creator Tim McAuliffe attached, and Tim's a Canadian based in Los Angeles, and he was involved in The Office, he was involved in Last Man on Earth, MacGruber. So the comedy pedigree attached to this was really remarkable. So with that, the team was great, and then the memoir itself, it takes place in a very specific moment in time. But at the same time, it's very universal in terms of the themes that it touches. You know, it's a coming of age story. It's about family. It's about finding your place and identity. And on top of all of that, then, you know, I'm the same age as Mark, and my mom is from St. John's, Newfoundland. And I actually spent a lot of time, in Newfoundland during the 80s as a young boy and an adolescent, visiting my grandparents, my family, that I have out there. So it really connected, in so many different ways, and it just became a no-brainer. It's like, let's figure out how to make this work.
Yeah, I love his character. His character is smart and quirky. He almost feels like, and I mean this only as a compliment, like a young Sheldon almost, you know. And then there's a little bit of the Wonder Years jumps out at me too. Again, all good, like that sort of you know, it just feels very real. Like it almost, there's certain scenes that almost feel like you were filming my childhood growing up. So I really like that about that. And I would imagine it's fun to write for a character that's maybe beyond his years in a way.
Well, yeah. And that's really, so first of all, to your point, like it's sort of as specific as it is in this sort of time and place. And, you know, Newfoundland is an island in the North Atlantic. It's remote, it's isolated, but somehow people are relating to this story. And it's a bit counterintuitive, but at the same time, it's true. We're hearing this, you know, from coast to coast in Canada, but now that it's on the air and on the CW in the US, we're hearing it there as well. But this is, it's intergenerational. Families are actually coming together to watch this on linear television, which, you know, given the era that we're in and for consuming television, that's it's kind of surprising. It's nice. It's lovely. So that's really, really wonderful to see. And then in terms of Mark's story, he's this special young man who is trying to figure it all out and in a different place. And he has, his parents were older than his cohorts. And so there's a lot to mine and a lot to tap into in that. And Newfoundland was a very interesting and special place during, and it continues to be, but during the 80s, it was a province in Canada that was really trying to figure out its identity. It had relied, the economy there had relied so heavily on the fisheries, and then that's sort of the bottom fell out of that industry. And it's like, what does a province do, and what do governments do in that to keep, you know, things going? And they tried a lot of different things. And Mark, at that time, was focused on building a career in the arts, and the province supported that. And he's one of a handful of examples of you know, creative forces that came out of Newfoundland in that era.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm an American, obviously, but I always love Canadian humor because there's a sort of a dryness to it and a subtlety to it, maybe that sometimes we don't always have in America, and an intelligence to it. But more specifically, I mean, I saw a quote of yours that said, this has the added benefit of its unique Newfoundland humor. So within that world of Newfoundland, how would you define that humor in that particular area?
Yeah, that's a good, I think the way to sort of address that is that there is this sort of self-awareness, and at the same time, it's self-referential, and that's a culture that doesn't, it's very, a proud culture. It's a culture that, you know, has struggled, you know, for a long time, and it's how do they find their voice, but at the same time, and their identity, how do they, at the same time, they're willing to, you know, poke fun at themselves. And that's what makes it really special. There is a self-awareness. They understand who they are, what they are. There's pride, but at the same time, there's a sense of humor about it. And I think that comes across pretty clearly in the show.
Yeah. Well, I love I love Malcolm.
So great.
The kind of, he says everything that, you know, he's at that stage where he's got that line about I'm not giving too much away because, you know, the character, Mark's character is getting bullied. And he said, I had a bully once. And then he said, what happened to him? Well, he died of the Spanish flu. It was a different time. It was like, so good.
Meanwhile, we're shooting that and everybody's wearing a mask and we're getting tested every day. Like, yeah, it was pretty funny.
Yeah, it's got to be fun. I mean, what is it? Is it like, so it's weird to say this and like about the 80s, but you're kind of doing a period piece. Like when I think of period piece, I think of doing like, you know, Victorian age, you know, 18 something, but you're doing a period that's 40 exactly. years ago, right? Like, so that must be fun, yeah. but you got to kind of make sure you have your references right. And then what is it like, you know, I'm a writer myself, but I've never written with a narrator. How does writing with a narrator as part of the show either help or hinder, or does it make it easier, more complicated when you're doing that kind of thing?
Yeah, well, I'm not in the writer's room that very often, so it's I can't really speak from direct contact.
Yeah, because you're in your office. I know you're in your office polishing your Golden Globe and Emmy Award. You can't be in the writer's room. What am I thinking?
You know, exactly. No, but I can speak to a couple things. One, that the authenticity was very important to Mark and Tim, and making sure that we kind of hit everything correctly and that it was accurate was really important. And when we built the house that it's set in on a stage, you know, it was, you know, Mark will tell you, it was a very surreal experience for him because it was like he was in his house when he was, you know, growing up. And it felt real. And some of the props there were actual props that were acquired from his family's home. And so that just really brought him to a place that made sure that authenticity was there, that there is this sense of realness and groundedness. And I think the sort of the creative team members who came through really understood that and saw the importance and the value for Mark. The other thing with on the narrator piece, it, you know, Mark Critch plays his dad in it. So that's sort of you know, Mark has sort of thought a lot about that and how strange and bizarre it is to be playing your dad and then to cast yourself and that sort of thing. So, but again, to the piece of authenticity, it was really important to have Mark's voice as Mark Critch in there. And so it really kind of all comes back to authenticity and storytelling and really trying to make it as real and as grounded as possible.
Yeah. Are you guys pulling your own experiences as kids in this? I would imagine you would, right? You've all, like, I mean, Ray Romano's a good 100%. Friend of mine.
Yeah.
And Ray and Phil Rosenthal are both friends, and they would talk about, like, yeah. every Monday they would come in and say, okay, everybody, crew members, what happened this week? What went on? And they would just call stories, you know, not all the time, but they would definitely, you know, so like if the sound guy like had this crazy thing happen with his mother-in-law, that could end up as a storyline in the show. Are you guys sort of tapping into stuff like that?
Well, Mark and Tim are so good at staying connected with the crew and listening to the crew and the cast. And they certainly tap into all of that. But at the same time, we're very lucky that we have this rich memoir to work from. So Mark has thought very deeply about, you know, all the stories that are important and the stories that he wanted to tell before he and Tim even conceived of this as a television series. So it's a little bit of both. You know, thankfully, Mark had done a lot of the groundwork and the legwork before we even got into a writer's room.
Right. Well, listen, it's a terrific show. You have a great pedigree of your work and really smart, really funny, and really happy for you. Just stay out of that writer's room. Those people are beneath you. Okay, buddy, you don't need to be sitting in that writer's room with those. Please don't
Thank
slum
you.
Like
Thank
that.
You
don't slum. No, it's The Son of Critch. It's a coming of age comedy on the CW. It's in its third season. Check it out. It's great to have you on, Andrew. Best of luck.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it.
All right. That's Andrew Barnsley. Hope you enjoyed it. Great guy. When I'm on again, I want to talk about Schitt's Creek. It's such a good show, and I love Eugene Levy and everything he does. But having said that, August 18th, don't forget, August 18th, Friday, one show, Glastonbury Theater, Glastonbury, Connecticut. Come on out if you're in the area. And thanks for checking the podcast out, everybody. And we'll see you next week.